Anaheim has the puck. We're at 4:25 now left in OT. Here comes Cutter Gauthier. Moving in behind the net. Tries to make a play, holding on to the puck. Still with it. Drop feed for McTavish. Alongside Lacombe. Trying to get him the puck. McTavish in front. Here's Lacombe. Back out. Cutter Gauthier. McTavish scores! The Anaheim Ducks have come from behind to win the game in overtime 5-4.
What a goal. What a passing play. Some great patience from Cutter Gauthier and Jax Lacombe going back and forth. Finally, it's dished off to the near side back door where Mac T slams it home. How about that, Sally? How about this Ducks win?
Oh, my goodness. Up on the scoreboard. Ducks win. Ducks win. And my, oh, my, you have more for us.
Oh, boy, do I ever. Your Anaheim Ducks scored 5 goals tonight. That means free chicken sandies. Yes, free chicken sandwiches. Download the Chick-fil-A app and open the reward section before 11:59 p.m. tonight for your free chicken sandwich. Location services must be turned on to receive the reward. Make sure to attend Ducks games all season long for your chance at free chicken. Visit www.anaheimducks.com for details.
I'm going to take a guess. This might be the most exciting game of the year.
I think so.
Wow. Coaching staff smiles. The players smile. The fans are smiling. And the Ducks will head off after a scintillating come-from-behind effort against the New York Rangers, who had a 2-goal lead much of the third. Ducks tied it, win it in OT. The official scoring, Mason McTavish from Jackson Lacombe, Cutter Gauthier. Anaheim wins a real thriller here, and deservedly so. Great effort by the guys. They get the 2 points, and everybody goes home with a smile on their face. We'll keep it here for just a moment till we send it over to Alexis and Emerson with our post-game show. Now, Phil Hewlett, the PA announcer, cheering as they'll announce the 3 stars. And let's see who they are for Anaheim. And then after we're finished here with the 3 stars, we'll send it over to the other two who have been a big part of the broadcast tonight. I'll tell you, this is amazing. And come the third period, it didn't look good, but here it is. Let's hear Phil with the call for the 3 stars. Here's the first one.
For the Ducks, number 51, Olin Zellweger.
That's number 3. Now, number 2. See who it might be.
Tonight's 3 stars winner is Alyssa Gonzalez. And Alyssa, you get an autographed stick from tonight's 2nd star of the game with a goal for the Ducks, number 61, Cutter Gauthier.
And then Phil has one more to go.
And Cutter added an assist on that overtime goal.
One more to go. The number 1 star after
and
the Ducks.
And tonight's 1st star of the game with a goal and 3 assists for the Ducks, number 91, Leo Carlson.
There it is. The Anaheim Ducks win the hockey game 5-4 in overtime. And can you believe all of this? Well, I want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast. Good. Rick Cutler, onside engineer. Vic Pence, our onside statistician. Yay, the big guy at Skyview in the state of Arizona. And for Emerson Edom, I'm Steve Carroll. So long for just a brief time as they get ready for the postgame. Alexis and Emerson, make sure you contact them. This is one we'll remember for a long, long time. Again, the final, 5-4 Anaheim over the New York Rangers, and we'll talk to you here in a couple of days when the Anaheim Ducks take on Toronto on Sunday afternoon. So long, everybody. You've been listening to Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Get cool style, passenger, and cargo space, plus big savings with the fully electric Honda Prologue on sale now at your helpful Honda dealer. Save thousands with 0% APR financing. Plus, get home charging installation credits. And Prologue is backed by Honda with dealerships in your neighborhood for service. The 2024 Honda Prologue with 0% APR financing. Don't miss it. Search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details for well-qualified buyers. Offer ends 4/30/25.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Anaheim, get ready to take the ride. The Professional Bull Riders Team Series returns to the Honda Center September 5th through the 7th. Cheer on your favorite PBR team as they take on the toughest teams in the world and vie for the PBR Teams Championship. This is one spectacle of family fun you have to see to believe. Get your tickets before they're gone at PBR.com or Ticketmaster.com. This is America, and this is PBR.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Ducks fans are leaving Honda Center happy tonight, and so are your Anaheim Ducks taking down the New York Rangers in overtime. The final score, 5-4. Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Edom. Emmer, it was a good start from Anaheim. New York kind of settling in as the game went on. A lot of penalties by the Ducks in the third period, but they showed that fight, managing to stay in this game and make a comeback.
You just thought when all those penalties were being taken by the Ducks that there was just no chance. You know, it just seemed like they weren't giving themselves even the opportunity to fight till the very end to hopefully tie that one up. They did. Somehow, some way. I mean, that was penalty after penalty. Just goes to show, I mean, besides that Zibanejad goal there, that was an absolute snipe on a great setup by Fox. They didn't stop believing, and they fought till the very end, and just what a win.
5 penalties from the Ducks in the third period, but also 3 goals. Not too often you hear a stat like that. So let's talk a little bit more about everything else that happened in this game now with our highlights starting in the first period. It was the Rangers that got on the board early, just 3:20 into the game. Adam Fox getting the goal, but the Ducks answered back later on in that period, and it was Alex Killorn shorthanded. Something about the penalty kill in the last 2 games between Leo Carlson and Alex Killorn. They were able to get one here and tie the game up.
New York on the move, trying to add to a 1-0 lead late in the period. A shot, well, wasn't really a good shot because the Ducks get it. Now a feed up for Killorn, in, shoot, save, rebound, score! Killorn was stopped on the first shot. Got his own rebound, fired it by Shesterkin. A shorthanded goal, and the crowd goes nuts at Honda Center. It's a 1-1 game.
So last game we see Leo Carlson on the penalty kill. They decide to go with it again, and it works.
It's definitely working. And that chemistry is at a whole nother level. And just the fact that these skill guys, right, Leo on the PK, it just seems like, you know, guys are getting the more looks on the penalty kill as you're adding more skill guys out there, more guys that produce lots, Leo being one of those guys. And whether it was the dish last game, right on the stick from Killer over to Leo, and now it's flip-flopped, as you mentioned. I mean, just what a great stretch pass that was. And it's so hard to have the initial shot be taken and then you follow up, because it's so easy. It's human nature to just give up within that split second and not, you know, tap that next opportunity as Killer did. So kudos to him for following through in that sequence.
1-1 game after Killer's goal. The Rangers would get another one from JT Miller. Really nice hard shot late in the period. 2-1 after the first, despite Anaheim out shooting the Blue Shirts 16-9. The Rangers kept it rolling in the second. Alexi Lafreniere getting the next goal. 3-1 game. Lukasz Dostal coming up with a lot of saves in that second period as well, as that's when we saw the Rangers start to turn their game around. They outshot Anaheim in that period 13-10. So it was a 3-1 game going into the third period, the Rangers having the lead. Leo Carlson got the next goal for Anaheim, bringing it within one, and it was a beautiful play through the neutral zone just on the entry.
Ducks sprint out to center ice. Leo Carlson in, shoot, scores! To cut the Ranger lead 3-2.
How about that shot from number 91? A quick dip of the shoulder, and he rifles it upper left corner. Shesterkin had no chance on that beauty.
Well, that was the start of Leo Carlson's night there, in a sense, because he would go on to have 4 points on this game, plus 4, 3 shots. What a night.
Any chance we can get Leo's parents a extended stay here in SoCal? I mean,
they're here till Sunday.
They
so.
Are really brushing off some good luck on their son, who is just, I mean, the superstardom, the skill and the plays that he's making. He kind of had a slow start to the season just because you didn't see the shift in and shift out urgency to make plays. He's back. We saw it at times, of course. Last season, a little bit slow out of the gate, but now, I mean, he's back better than ever. This is the best he's played in his young career, and it's not even close.
He contributed on all 4 of the Ducks' regulation goals, not that overtime goal, but we're going to keep hearing about that as he gave the Ducks a chance there. 3-2 game after his goal. The Rangers go back 4-2, but then Cutter Gauthier gets a huge goal, 14-12 into the third period.
Here's Lacombe, drop pass, shot, save, rebound, score! Cutter Gauthier has cut the lead down to 1, it's 4-3.
What a follow-up effort for Cutter Gauthier. That's not easy to do. He reaches out, he almost pokes it in on his backhand right here on the near side. A great follow-up effort, and now the Anaheim Ducks are within 1 for tying up this game.
What I really liked about that play was Jackson Lacombe to start that before everything else transpired, but his entry there.
It just proves that having guys, and for other teams, it's a Quinn Hughes on their back end, right? Maybe for the Rangers, it's a guy like Adam Fox, but for the Ducks, it's Jax Lacombe, and how a lot of the offense comes through him, him jumping up in the play, and it just, it's infectious because, you know, he does all those great things off the rush, middle drives around the goal line off in the offensive zone, but then you see a guy, and we haven't gotten to it, but Radko Gudas pushing through on this upcoming goal that was just, it was a spectacular play. So even guys that are looked at as more of defensive defensemen like a Radko Gudas, they see a guy, a young guy, play with such confidence, and Jax Lacombe get up in the rush as he does, and it just it makes other guys want to jump into the rush and middle drive and do all the good things to the best of their ability that Jax Lacombe does.
Cutter getting that goal for the Ducks really sparked the rest of their comeback in the third period. It was Olin Zellweger getting the final game-tying goal, 18-15 into the period.
Ahead for Lafreniere. Ducks have come from behind to win the game in overtime, 5-4.
What a goal. What a passing play. Some great patience from Cutter Gauthier and Jax Lacombe going back and forth. Finally, it's dished off to the near side back door where Mac T slams it home. How about that, Sally? How about this Ducks win?
Oh, my goodness. Up on the scoreboard. Ducks win. Ducks win.
Ducks win, as Steve said. What an ending. But one of the things I wanted to point out there, Emerson, I noticed when Jackson and Cutter started passing the puck, it drew Panarin out from the net. That's where he was with McTavish. McTavish all alone, and Jackson just saw him right in front.
That's a development that I didn't even know came about. So good eyes from you. And, yeah, it just it seems as if these young guys for the Ducks, they are kind of given these knacks that veterans have over the course of longer careers, which is good. It just seems like the confidence they're getting from the coaching staff and them instilling that those reps and confidence that they need starting in practice, and it's translating into the game. So it's good stuff, and that's not easy. I mean, it's an open net on that backdoor pass there, but it's a hard pass. And the fact that Mac T is able to go down on his back knee and just tap it home under duress, it shows he's engaged. It shows he's ready to go. And Leo Carlson's the guy who kind of overshadowed all the skaters here for the Ducks in this one. But Mason McTavish just continuing to play consistent hockey, lights out hockey. He scored some big goals. How about that for your 20th goal of the season? That's big time.
He was so excited after that goal, as he should be. The Ducks are now 500 on their season once again, 32-32-8. Their record, Emerson?
Well, I guess we all know what that means. The Anaheim Ducks won, so it's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating Mickey D's.
Back-to-back games now with McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. We're going to take a break, and when we return, we'll keep talking about this Ducks win here tonight.
The best new cars, Honda, make the best pre-owned cars, Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0.99% APR on 2025 certified pre-owned Honda Civics, CRVs, HRVs, and Passports at your helpful Honda dealers. Plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And every Honda goes through a 182-point inspection. For 0.99% APR on certified pre-owned Hondas, search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details, financing on credit approval, offer ends 4/30/25.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
everyone. Adnan Virk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Virk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune into NHL Unscripted with Virk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk, and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brouse, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
The future is now. Be at Honda Center to cheer your Ducks every home game next season as a 2025-26 Orange Alliance season ticket member. Get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits. Prove your fandom by joining the flock. Visit anaheimducks.com/orangealliance.
We're back with your post-game coverage, talking about this Ducks win here tonight. Back-to-back wins now at home. The Ducks are on this five-game homestand. They're now 2-1 on this homestand. Now one of the goal scorers in this game tonight. Actually, the game-tying goal came from Olin Zellweger. He already spoke to the media down in the locker room, so let's take a listen.
Yeah, it was just a great comeback. Obviously, it's a few goals we went back, but it was great effort there down the stretch and a few big penalty kills to keep us in it.
How'd you say the play developed? Like your goal, trying to play there?
You know, losing late in the third, but I think we kind of just rallied together and we all stepped up to fill in for
on Wednesday, every goal came from someone 24 younger than tonight. This one was shared mostly by the young guys. What would you say about your guys featuring this, the group that you have here?
Yeah, I think it's great. Obviously, we need everyone to be going to find success in this league. It's not going to be, you know, one line or, you know, one power play unit. We need everyone to, you know, continue to, you know, build off the past games. And, yeah, that's what I think is going to keep giving us success.
Thank you.
Some good stuff there from Olin Zellweger, talking about how they need everyone to contribute, and we saw that in this game here tonight. A lot of contributions up and down the lineup, in addition to the big night that Leo Carlson had. Zellweger finished with 2 points, so did Cutter Gauthier and Jackson Lacombe, who, by the way, Lacombe is now on a four-game point streak. He has 6 points through those four games.
So you had Leo Carlson with a four-point night. And just a big stat there with that.
Jackson Lacombe?
Jackson Lacombe, four game, yeah.
6 points for Leo Carlson in the last two games. Four tonight, two yesterday against, or on Wednesday rather, against Boston. So, Emerson, now let's get over to the text line and listen to what everyone else is saying about this game here tonight. What a comeback despite all the penalties. Any news on Trouba? Didn't look good. I hope he is fine. Well, we have not heard anything on Jacob Trouba yet, but yeah, that was a tough play into the boards.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, I didn't see the collision that happened and proceeded to what looks like, of course, injure Jacob Trouba. So don't think he made a return, right? After that play, and let's hope he's okay, because we saw the physicality, especially early on, even though it didn't meet our quota there for the pregame Twitter poll, him getting over three block shots. But look, he was a solid presence nonetheless, and yeah, he will be missed, hopefully not for long.
Two block shots for him, four hits in this game. It looked like it was one of those plays. He just kind of went in the boards pretty hard. He had a lot of momentum going around Igor Shesterkin, which, by the way, Igor Shesterkin had an outstanding game. You can't take any of that away from him after this one.
Yeah, it seemed like they were very strong in the offensive zone when they didn't have the puck. Of course, just pressuring hard on their forechecks, both offensive zone and in their neutral zone, but it seemed that they were giving up the odd time, just point blank looks, and we saw that as the game went on. Whether it was the odd man rushes there, the game tying goal forcing OT, and that entry, that was an odd man rush. And I know Radko came out of the box there, but you still got to have your head on a swivel and mm-hmm. ensure, at least for the Rangers' sake, that you got numbers going back. But it just seemed like in their defensive end, they weren't working as hard as they were in their offensive end. And that even applies to when they didn't have the puck in the offensive end. They were humming, moving their feet, making it extremely difficult. Ducks, good on them for making some adjustments, that it seemed as if their breakouts as the game went along got a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. A few more messages here. Awesome comeback. Oh, thanks for getting the scoop on the Gibson water bottle. Yes, we shared that. I think it was about a month ago when we were on the Four Nations, or right after the Four Nations.
And the question was asked months prior. But yes. You know what? It might take a little bit of time here at Duckstream, but we will get the answer that you were looking for.
We will. Another message here. Wow, what a game. Igor played really well and made some incredible saves. And the Miller line was great, too. But this night belonged to the three stars of Leo, Cutter, and Olin. The three of them had an excellent game, and I hope the world was watching. Yeah, me too. I hope all of the hockey world was watching. And you know, I think they're starting to take notice of this Ducks team and all the young talent that we have here.
Look, the New York Rangers are coming up on 100 years of being a hockey club, right? So they've been around a long time, a whole lot longer than the Anaheim Ducks. And when you've been around for so long, right, you just get that following, that worldwide mm-hmm. following. So, yes, people around the world were watching this one. A lot of viewership always seems to follow this Rangers team, so there was a lot of eyes on this game, and you know, just fans across the hockey landscape really intrigued what this Ducks team is bringing. And once again, extremely on the outside looking in when it comes to chasing down that last wild card spot. It doesn't help that St. Louis is doing so well, mm-hmm. right? AD, we just checked, and Vancouver, they just got snagged an OT point, even though they lost a few games ago. So even some of these teams that are in front of the Ducks, when they lose, they're snagging points there in extra time. It just hasn't been easy, as well as this Ducks team has to fight for one of those wild card spots. But nonetheless, it's excitement is brewing game after game with this young team. They're starting to exceed expectations mm-hmm. now, right? I think they've hit a point where, you know, Leo this last stretch, Cutter, Mac T's been doing it for quite some time, that they're really steamrolling, and hopefully it continues here for the next little bit.
One of the things Jacob Trouba said this morning is he wants to see this team get to 500. Well, they did that tonight, and when head coach Greg Cronin heard that, he said, well, we want to be over 500. So certainly some goals for the Ducks in these last couple weeks. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We're going to take a break.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap. Placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
We
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in, the all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
All right, we're back with your post-game coverage. Now we're going to take a listen to what Leo Carlson had to say after his big night.
First 4-point night of your NHL career, how did that feel?
Yeah, it felt amazing. You know, that 4-4 goals was amazing feeling. Great milestone for myself, F myself.
Your goal tonight, another laser over your striking shoulder. It feels like, you know, those kinds of shots were maybe ones that you hadn't been hitting as a pass, and now you're kind of, I guess, locking in, so
yeah,
to speak.
That's true. Yeah, you know, hasn't been as confident shooting the puck when I have, you know, defensive in front of me. But yeah, it's apparently it's easier to score from there. So gonna, you know, keep doing it.
Another assist on the penalty kill. You know, how are you feeling out there? That's two in a row now.
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, obviously they're, you know, a great power play team. So it's just, you know, yeah, just something on the board. In you know, two games in a row. Feels good out there. It's not that too hard. It's not too easy either, so it's fun.
We've talked about the belief of this team, the comeback ability, so many times. Yeah. How do you guys find it in a game like that where it is, things are going against you in that third period with all the penalties?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, yeah, it's like I was saying, like, I don't know how many penalties we have, maybe eight or something, but yeah, great, you know, team chemistry for that as well. Just, you know, never quit attitude, so it's amazing.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Happy to do that one with your parents in town too.
Yeah, it was, yeah, for them too, absolutely. So, yeah,
awesome.
Thank you.
Kenneth and Camilla are going to be very happy after this one. The last two games, getting to see 6 points from their son in two games, flying all the way from Sweden, and you could tell Leo was happy after this one as well.
No big deal. That's a lot of points in a short amount of time. And as you mentioned, they're staying here. They'll see Sunday's game here coming up. But I tell you what, he continues to get better and better. Well-spoken individual. Of course, Derek, the reporter, asked how that felt in regards to notching that 4.9 and special feeling for him. So anyway, no, we continue to cheer Leo on. He gets better and better, and it just seems like he's really loving it. He's really in the moment. It's a game in and a game out mentality for him, and he just keeps piling on the points.
We need to see that from him too. I mean, It felt like it was a little bit of a slow start for him, and he's just taken his game to the next level, it's felt like.
Yeah, I just feel like, and there was times at which he was picking corners last season with the shot, but it seems like his shot just over the last month and a half has gotten better, more accurate. He's attempting more quality shots when he has the opportunity to do so, but I think it's just been the perfect balance, right? Mm-hmm. Perfect balance of him leading the rush, and his entries have been phenomenal, stopping up when he has the gap to do so. And, yeah, when he's got it around the top of the circle area, look out.
A couple more messages here on our text line. As a primary a goal fan, I think goals maybe. Yeah, primary goals fan. I was excited to see an overtime win. The whole building was electric. I have yet to see my first NHL shootout. What is your take on if the Ducks ended up going to a shootout in this game? Said next year the Ducks spend a little more on the payroll and get some better guys. Lastly, what's your take on the NHL schedule? Should they change it so we don't have something like today's game, or the last time we played the Rangers was all the way in October? I feel like we should have played them probably in November, December, or January. All right, so a few questions in here, but let's start with that first one. If the Ducks did go to a shootout in this game here tonight, I think they've done well in the shootout this season. I think they definitely could have come away with a win, but Igor did play really well, so...
Yeah, look, you have Trevor Zegras, who's got some of the highest percentages among active and career numbers when it comes to the shootout. So you got him, and you got Leo, who's been getting it done in the shootout. And he's, even though it's been one move, yeah, he keeps going back to, it keeps working. So I just think you got a heck of a mm-hmm. 1-2 punch there in that shootout. Troy Terry was successful early on in the year. He's always an option. Mason McTavish, how he's playing, list goes on and on. I'd like to see Cutter, actually, in a shootout. Just with his release, I'm assuming it'd just be a quick snapper, mm-hmm. but something I'd like to see.
To the point about the payroll and getting some guys, better guys, per this message, this summer should be interesting because I know the Ducks are going to be looking for some more scoring, so there's certainly some free agents, and we'll see if GM Pat Verbeek decides to make any moves.
Yeah, look, Henry Samuel, he's just such a astute businessman, right? I mean, he knows the ins and outs of business and being an engineer, so on and so forth, so many accolades. So when it comes to spending money, right, he's going to be smart about it. Mm-hmm. And Pat Verbeek, obviously, getting his blessing in any which scenario in regards to potentially signing someone. So it's all a process. There's windows in which you really go for it and mm-hmm. spend the big bucks. And look, we're heading into that, you know, vicinity where, you know, it's time to get out that pen and checkbook and yeah, start spending some dollars, because the supporting cast and the pieces, the development of these young guys. I'd say, as you mentioned, this summer, two summers from now is in the pen and checkbook, so to speak, is going to start coming in fruition.
And we'll see who's available should GM Pat Verbeek want to make any moves or, you know, anything, Emmer?
And just on top of that, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, right? If you look
That's
at
true.
A Nashville, right?
Yeah.
If you look at Nashville's situation, I think this past summer, everyone was, struck out as far as missing out on a guy like Stamkos or Marchessault. Well, I mean, how much did that help the Nashville Predators situation, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of these teams that you might have thought really hit a home run there in the summer as far as signings, check where they're at the standings. So it's grass isn't always greener. Mm-hmm. It's got to be the time is right. If you look at just the trade, the Cutter, Gauthier, and Jamie Drysdale trade, right? I mean, how good does that work out?
Yep.
You have a guy who the fan base loved in Drysdale there, but obviously over the years, injury plagued. Well, it was a high-risk, high-reward trade, right, getting rid of a young D in Drysdale. But, I mean, that was a masterclass by Pat Verbeek, that trade, among a number of awesome decisions, right? So, yeah, this whole organization has turned the corner, and some big signings are for sure to come.
15 goals now on Cutter's season after the goal he had here tonight. And to the last point of this message, The NHL schedule, well, unfortunately, we don't have a say in any of that. Sometimes it's not too kind on the Ducks, but I can't say that playing them a month or two or a few months ago would have been too different. I'm happy with the outcome here tonight.
Yeah, the teams with maybe the heaviest travel schedules, of course, were at the top of the list here with Anaheim. And, of course, Vancouver is there. And I think those two kind of top the list. And then there's other teams, you know, obviously Kings being close. They're going to be thrown into that discussion as well. But, yeah, just kind of on this West Coast, the two corners, both north and south, we get the toughest travel. And it's just kudos to the guys, right, being able to handle that workload, getting late or get in late and practice in the next morning. I think they've handled it great. And, yeah, just I think winning kind of pushes aside all those things as regards schedule and all that stuff.
Big win tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. One more message. Daniel from Corona, absolutely screaming, this team is the definition of resilient. This young team is going to be scary in the coming years. Another win and more free chicken. Can't ask for anything more in Orange Country. We got the free chicken. We got the win. And Emerson, what is your final quack for tonight?
Keep on with the free chicken. I love everyone here in Orange Country loves the free chicken sandwiches. So not only do you win, but it goes without saying now. When you score five, it's just that much more fun. So let's put a five against another original 16, right? It's back-to-back
Toronto.
Wins. Toronto. That was my final quack last game. Let's you know, have a win streak cooking here against these original six teams, but add insult to their potential injury and hopefully get five on the Toronto Maple Leafs come Sunday.
You did say you wanted to go 3-for-3 here in this stretch. Well, the Ducks are doing pretty good so far. I think my final quack is going to be less penalties. We can't handle that amount of penalties, especially in the third period. Not only that, but the type of penalties. We saw a delay of game and a too many men. Those are just penalties you don't want to take.
And Stromer there, back check, is kind of hacking and whacking, leading to that one. That was no bueno.
All right, next time you can join us is on Sunday, 4:30 pregame show for you. As always, it's a 5 o'clock start on a Sunday, so we will have that for you, the next coverage of the Ducks and Toronto Maple Leafs. But if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of the Ducks and Rangers here tonight in a thrilling overtime win, a comeback win for the Anaheim Ducks, Steven Emerson had the call on the other side of this break. Otherwise, the final score here at Honda Center, 5 for your Anaheim Ducks, 4 for the New York Rangers. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us on your Friday night. Enjoy this Ducks win and enjoy your free chicken.